Economic and military powers creating a head-on Muslim-Christian conflict. Russian youth are searching for hope in many places. And discipleship training travels to Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Open Doors Brother Andrew says now more than ever, the belief system of Islam and Christianity are clashing head-on.
The conflict that we face today is a new one. We have never in history of the world faced a situation like this where they have unlimited resources, strong belief in eschatology, and their right to be heard not only by the power of persuasion, but the power of the sword.
The resulting tensions have fueled a great deal of persecution against the indigenous church, especially those who've converted from Islam. Brother Andrew says the love of Christ helps believers be a part of the peace solution.
They must first see Jesus in me. I have to open my heart and embrace them. Even if they hold a gun in their one hand, I still have the other side of their body to hug and say, I want to be your friend because Jesus is my friend. Let me introduce that friend to you. Then you work on the solution.
Next, Food for the Hungry is responding to the cyclone that tore through Pakistan earlier this month. The death toll is 400 and counting. More than 2 million people have been left homeless. They're working with a ministry partner in Pakistan, as well as others in the U.S. The most needed items are food and shelter, says Pete Howard.
If people can not have to focus on where they're going to get their next meal or where they're going to lay their head, then they can begin trying to rebuild and trying to rebuild hope. And as you know, people in a disaster zone are also reeling from loss of life. So what Food for the Hungry wants to do is try to help meet those basic needs like food and shelter, and then we can also respond to the needs of the heart.
Overt evangelism will get them kicked out of the country, but love won't.
In a Muslim context like this, Food for the Hungry's main role is to show the love and compassion of Jesus Christ, and through that, people are drawn to their Creator.
FHI supplying food and hygiene kits and tents. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new Kremlin-based youth movement in Russia has been formed and funded by President Putin to win the hearts of young people. These groups are getting more popular as young people need a sense of belonging and hope. Drugs, alcohol, and sexual abuse are only masking this need. Irina Litvinova of Book of Hope International Russia says,
people think that Russia has been evangelized, but these kids, they never heard about God, and they really don't see any other way. The kids start smoking, drinking, and all the immorality comes from this.
The gospel, Litvinova says, is their only hope. That's why they plan to distribute nearly 5 million books of hope this year. It's having an impact.
We have some really progressive churches that are growing, and they have hearts for reaching these kids. We have some Christian teams that go to different villages, and they reach these kids, and yes, the lives are being changed.
Litvinova says that they plan to continue their work despite harsh new religion laws. Funding is needed. Meanwhile, more than 300 languages still need scripture in Nigeria. With this challenge, Wycliffe Associates' small translation team urgently needs more support, a volunteer coordinator, and a construction supervisor. There are also openings in the local missionary school where most of the translators' children attend. Without volunteers, the financial burden on Bible translators will increase. Wycliffe is asking anyone interested to prayerfully consider volunteering or to help overcome financial barriers. And Eternal Concepts, formerly known as Ambassadors for Christ, is in Romania with a second discipleship training school this month. This follows a successful launch last month by evangelist Dave Tippett in India. Week-long meetings include group worship times, individual quiet times, group discussions, and in-depth Bible study of the four Gospels. Pray for the Eternal Concepts team as they face a hectic schedule. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International's making available Devin Web CD, The Path. Songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's the Devin Web CD, The Path. Your free copy is available at 1-800-995-4828, or also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.